Well, it's 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 15th of July down here at Barmston Beach Holiday Park, a tiny village of Barmston. It's a stunningly gorgeous morning, incredibly beautiful. Hardly a cloud in the sky, sun's beaming down, and even really warm in the caravan. I had to open doors and windows. It's beautiful. So, if it stays this way, we'll have a great day. Plans for today are coming up, as they say. Yesterday, we headed down. We left home at 9 o'clock. It normally takes at least 6 hours to get down here because of the contrived country roads, like the A68, where you can get stuck behind a tractor or a slow-moving truck, and it always happens. And then the jump across the A68 through Darlington and Northallerton, Thirsk, Sutton Bank, down through Malton, Norton, and then eventually through a wee place called Burton Angus, and then it's a hop from there to Barmston itself. So we arrived here yesterday just after 3 o'clock, which meant just over 6 hours, I should say. We had a great run down. The weather was really nice. It was mainly overcast, those large bands of clouds, and there would be a flurry of rain, light rain that is, nothing serious, but the temperatures were still anywhere between 19 and 22 degrees. When we got here it was 21 degrees, and it was beautiful. It cleared a wee bit, and so we settled in the caravan, and then once we got things sorted, headed up the coast to Bridlington. It's only about less than a 10-minute drive, really, to Bridlington. And we had to be parked up in the town, walked down towards the front to the shore, the harbour, and went into a bar. I can't remember the name of the place. It's one of those bars that overlooks the harbour, and big glass, giant glass windows, and a balcony for the smokers. Well, we sat there and had a cold beer. Well, I did anyway. Mary had a cold cola. And just sat and people watched. Actually, we were entertained by some of the antics that was going on betwixt people trying to smoke, people trying to eat chips in the same area, or meals, and seagulls trying to steal the food from the plates. It was hilarious. I really wish that I had filmed it and recorded the audio that was being knocked about between these people and seagulls. It was crazy. So that was about an hour of entertainment. So anyway, we did that. Then we went and picked up our stock of food. Or not a complete stock of food, but some food for the caravan. Brought it back, stocked it up. And then settled down for the night with a sweetie. And watched the telly for the last 2 hours. I think 9 o'clock till 11, I think, we watched. We really should have went to our bed at 10, to be honest with you, because the telly wasn't worth watching. I think we were just trying to slip into holiday mode. So anyway, as I said, a good day yesterday. It's a travelling day, so really you don't get a lot of time left. But that's the same if you're flying abroad or places like that. So anyway, as I said, it's a beautiful morning. The plans for today are to head back in towards Bridlington as soon as we're ready, because just before we enter, there's a large field, a very large field that's kept... the grass is kept very low because it's a strawberry fields, not because it's strawberries. It was originally, by the way, because it's a strawberry fields cardboard market, and it's a giant one. Especially if the weather's like this, it should be pretty giant. Sometimes it can take about 2 hours to go around the whole thing. So that's the plan, to go up there today. Remember the first time we came down here and we found that cardboard? It was even warmer than it is today. It was a belter of a day, and it was so big then that I think we spent about 3 hours, bought so much stuff on the very first day. Now we've got a top box in the car so we can buy even more stuff if we need be. But anyway, so visit Strawberry Fields car boot sale. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays during the summer months, and then I'm not quite sure who we'll go after that. We'll plan the day out maybe after that. Maybe the Bridlington itself, look around the shops with Mary, see if we can pick up some bargains or some nice stuff for ourselves, and do the local area, things like that. Like a wee stroll along the shore No, the four. Oh my God, that's the word. The headland around here, which is a road in a rated knots, but I'll do a wee bit of audio about that later on. I think I did one last year when we were here. I'll do another one, because it's probably eroded even more. I still have the pictures from last year to compare. So anyway, that will be the plan for today. Generally, a lazy day. Tomorrow, I don't know what we'll do. We'll talk about tomorrow morning. So, first day proper here down in Barmston Beach. And what a day to start. Absolutely glorious. Mary's in the shower, and I'm going to jump in next when she's out. And then we'll have a light breakfast, I think, this morning. The way I'm feeling, and I think the way Mary's feeling, and with the heat, I don't think we'll have a big breakfast. I think it'll be a, and I can never say this correctly, a croissant. I never can emphasise that properly. One of those French pastry things with jam. Yes. Exciting, isn't it? Continental breakfast for continental weather morning. So that's plans for today. Caravan, decent caravan. Not the best we've been in, but certainly not the worst we've been in. It's clean, it's tidy, it's spacious. It's got a veranda, which I'm standing on just now, which is good. And it's enough for a holiday, because after all, it's only a base. A bed for a night. The site's quite busy, actually. I noticed that, and it's not English holidays. So I don't know why that's so busy at this time on a Monday. You know, for a Monday to Friday or wherever. We're here for the full week, Monday. But it could be because there's a lot of events on just now. One of them tomorrow is the massive Driffield show. Google that. Anyway, I hear Mary at the shower, so I best get ready to go in. Speak soon.